This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour four of the nation. What are the things you're hoping the new OC does better than Kellen Moore at 877-881-1053? The truckwreck.com fan text is open for you. We want to hear from you. Leave your name and city you're texting from. Brian?
Well, Derek Eagleton reminded me about, didn't he develop Cedric Wilson?
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, so appreciate that, Derek. You're right.
Noah Brown
that.
Had a good month.
He did get Cedric Wilson paid. That's very true.
That is true.
Maybe got Michael Gallup paid a little bit. So there's been some good things that have come along for Dak Prescott. But there's a big difference between that and doing what Burrow and Mahomes are doing, which is covering up for your team's shortcomings and putting them in the conference championship game. And if you're not that level of player, you know, Dak just passed his seventh year. No player has taken his team to the NFC title game for the first time later than his seventh year. So the question is, at what point do you know, hey, our guy that we were hoping was going to be able to carry our team can't, and now it's time to shift to plan Brock Purdy. It's time to shift to plan Nick Foles, where if we can't have a Hall of Fame quarterback who's like, I got us, guys, let's go get this touchdown, and instead you get a three and out, at what point do you shift to, like, it's rookie quarterback time? And I think if I'm the Cowboys, I'm getting very close to that.
Yeah,
you can maybe go one or two more of these before you'll be absolutely convinced, you know, this is just not going to come together for us.
Yeah, I think I'm a year away on that.
Yeah,
I am.
From a team building standpoint, you could say, okay, do I want to go the rookie quarterback route and then really put all my resources in making a supremely dominant roster? Or do you say, hey, I got myself a quarterback that's much better than average in Dak. We're paying him a lot of money. Do we throw caution to the wind for 2 years and put even more money into this thing and arrive in a terrible cap situation a few years from now? But you say, hey, I got a good quarterback. It's not like we're just riding around with the worst quarterback in the sport here. I got a dang good quarterback, and I'm paying him right now. Can I just throw caution to the wind and throw a bunch of money into the roster as well? Or can I only do that with a rookie quarterback? Because if you can only do that with a rookie quarterback, then you should move on from Dak, because you know he's not a carry you to the Super Bowl guy, because there's only two of them. Pretty much at all times in the NFL, there's two, maybe three at most, quarterbacks that you say that guy is making up the difference for whatever corners they had to cut with building the roster because they're paying him the money. You know Dak's not that guy. So you say, okay, we're going to go balls to the wall, pay in the roster, or and building all the talent around him, or we're going to move off him as quickly as we can. We're going to get the rookie quarterback on the rookie contract because that's the only way we feel comfortable as an organization pouring a bunch of money into the roster. That's the decision you have to make.
What does it matter? What does it matter?
It's $40 million. It's 20% of the cap.
None of these guys are going to lose their jobs.
Oh, for the front office?
No, yeah. You ought to just, you know what? You really, any type of real plan, that you just did a great job. Yeah. You did a great job of telling everybody across the world what your plan would be. They ought to be completely opposite of whatever you just said, because they don't have to worry about their jobs. They don't have to worry about how they team build. You know, the problem is they team build like they're worrying about their jobs. You know, you got general managers over there. Nobody's going to get fired. It's a family run organization over there.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in personnel, they're comfortable with Will McClay. They're comfortable with the scouts.
Things are going great for them.
Yeah. And it's not about the money. It's about it. To me, it's about the direction, that how they want to build their team.
All right.
Which to me is like, I'm not, I would take chances if I were over there, because nobody's going to lose their job.
I think you're 100% right. I also do want to push back a little bit on the, you know, you pay your quarterback, you can't build around him. I think Kansas City is a perfect example of this. They've paid Patrick Mahomes. right? Sure, they made the decision, we're going to trade Tyreek Hill. But they were aggressive and paid the best guard on the free agent market in Joe Tooney. Mm-hmm. They made a trade and got Orlando Brown Jr. They just franchise tagged him. They're paying him $18 million a year. They're trying to work out a big extension for him at tackle, right? They still were able to retain and pay Chris Jones big money. They went out and signed Juju Smith-Schuster. Granted, it wasn't a big deal, but they still got help for Patrick Mahomes. They've kept everybody that they've wanted to keep, and they've still gone out and acquired talent to try and help Patrick Mahomes. Now, does Mahomes also mask deficiencies? 100%. But the notion that it's like, oh my gosh, we've paid the quarterback, we no longer can add talent.
Yeah,
that's a fallacy. That's not true.
No, it's not. But once you pay the quarterback, you will have less resources to do it with.
Fair.
You know, and I think the Cowboys roster, other than quarterback, is better than the Chiefs roster. You know, and
probably because they've drafted better, right?
Yes.
And that's also the only way that they actually try and make their roster better. So but the drafting's not going to stop just because you paid the guy.
But the point is, Mahomes does more with less. You know, that's the control for that evaluation.
Man, I feel like that, though. That how many times have they made the AFC Championship game now? What is this, five?
It's every year since he started.
Yeah.
It's, I mean,
They've had some great teams. They've had some teams that probably were a little bit less talent. But I don't agree with you. I think Kansas City's roster is better than your roster.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, you know, maybe we could do a case-by-case evaluation at some point. But we do have a topic here I wanted to get to you. There's so many interesting ways to look at this whole deal. And you know, one of the other things is what happened to Dak in his rookie 4 years was you were still digging out from Tony Romo and Dez Bryant's dead money. So he never got the chance to have the supercharged roster. And if you do the same with Dak's contract until he retires or until you let it go, and there's a bunch of dead money, then the next guy to come along is not going to be able to have his rookie cycle insane roster because you'll be digging out from the Dak Prescott contract just as you were with the Tony Romo one.
See, and I wonder, I need to look at how much the Eagles are still getting railed from the Carson Wentz stuff. Because they got a quarterback on the rookie contract the same way that Dak was, and they're probably still getting bleeped pretty good by the Carson Wentz decision, and their roster looks pretty dang spectacular to me.
That is a great point.
So it doesn't have to handcuff you. Teams just allow it to.
Okay, so the front office could be better. Quarterback could be better. Obviously, OC is the big topic as Kellen Moore meeting with the team today. What are the things you would want the next OC to do better or could do better than what Kellen Moore has done so far? At 877-881-1053, the truckwreck.com fan text is open. Now, we are 10 minutes away from taking your phone calls and what you're drinking and what you're thinking. So if you're hearing us talk about these things and you want to weigh in via phone call, your opportunity to do just that is right around the corner as well. Well, Chuck, what's your list start with? Like things that you wished an OC would do different than Kellen Moore?
I think it mainly starts with the passing game, and I think it's the route combinations. I think it's too often when we're watching the All-22, it's just like stagnant routes. It's, you know, you see too many times either receivers are in the same place or it's just a bunch of curls. You know, you'll look over CeeDee Lamb curl, Michael Gallup curl, who's in the slot, it's a curl. You know, it's just very basic. You don't have a lot of designed, you know, for lack of a better word, it's pick plays, right? I talk about the mesh often. When we studied San Francisco getting ready to that for that game, that's something that their offense does extremely well. Last week, Eric, when you talked about the middle of the field, that's how the middle of the field's so open. It's because they're doing a lot of drags and crossing combinations with their route combinations to where you're forcing the defense and the defensive backs and linebackers to now have to defend through a lot of traffic, and they're not able to run through the trash, so they're getting picked off. So through all that, you're now getting a tight end or a receiver that is now running free through all of that. So you have a wide-open guy to throw the football to. You don't see that with Kellen Moore and the Cowboys offense at all. It's basically win man-to-man in ISO situations. It's very few that you see kind of the designed fun, what we saw against Tampa Bay. Otherwise, it's kind of gimmicky stuff, like we saw at the very end of the game. Like, what the hell are you doing versus San Francisco?
Yeah, that was amazing. And I would agree with that. Like, diversify your passing concepts in a way that doesn't have, according to Next Gen Stats, your quarterback Dak Prescott throwing into tight windows more often than just about anybody. He is just under a fifth of his attempts were aimed toward a receiver with less than a yard of separation from the closest defender. And that's more tight window throws than any quarterback, like full-time quarterback, had this season. And that's an indictment on the players, for sure, but that's also an indictment on your coach not being able to scheme guys open, because you're not always going to have great talent at the wide receiver position. I guarantee you Noah Brown and Michael Gallup wouldn't be dang near dead last in receiver separation if they played in Shanahan's offense, for instance. And I know that's the best that we're looking at here. That's what everybody would be sort of striving to get to, but that's what you would want. And I don't want to just completely crush Kellen Moore, because I can acknowledge the evolution that he's shown over the years, where things have gotten better. But way too often than not, you're talking about the wide receivers in the same place. He's not creating the mismatches that you would prefer. I'd like to get more pre-snap motion, which allows for these mismatches and keeping defenses on their heels a little bit. I would like to have an offensive coordinator that's not going to be top 3 to 5 every year in early down run rate. Okay, let's not just turn around and run the ball all over the place, because that's something that Kellen Moore has consistently done. And then I would also say somebody that's consistently using their best players. How often do we turn around? Oh, CeeDee Lamb didn't get enough targets. Tony Pollard's not being used for the first 3 years of his career. Inexcusable. So making sure you have a guy that's willing to get his stars involved early and often. You talk about Ja'Marr Chase and he's getting a million targets against the Chiefs all the time. Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you? That it should be obvious, but that wasn't always obvious with Kellen Moore. And then be more consistent with your game plans.
That's me right there.
So, sometimes against an opponent, he's got the right plan, and okay, we know the Eagles are going to do a bunch of zone, and we can spread them out and make them work more horizontally with some more empty sets, and that works out great. Kudos to you, Kellen Moore. Nice work there, bro. And then you go to San Francisco, and all week long, everybody's telling you San Francisco's dominant when stopping the short and intermediate passes, but 15 to 20 plus yards down the field, yeah, you can get these guys. And all game long, it's 5 yard pass, 5 yard pass, 8 yard pass. So those would be my complaints.
Yeah, I think you're, I think you completely
freaking nailed it.
Yeah, I think you absolutely nailed that. To me, I just would be overall consistency of the offense. You know, don't let it be week to week. It's either feast or famine with how you move the football. Mm-hmm. You know, and don't let people dictate how they stop you.
Yeah.
You know? I think the defense has a great understanding of, like, with when you look at Dan Quinn and that group, of how to use the personnel. I think the offense struggles with that.
Yeah. You know, I guess the only explanation would be they don't think Dak is going to excel with the different route combinations. We need the players to come down and turn around. This is the third OC in a row that has done that to Dak.
I don't know any. It doesn't make any sense for a coordinator to say, yeah, the routes that allow our receivers to get the least amount of separation and force our quarterback to throw it in the tightest of windows is most conducive.
If I think
my quarterback sucks, I'm going to treat him like Shanahan treats Garoppolo and Purdy,
right,
and I'm going to make sure that these guys are running wide open at all times, and I'm going to make it very clear what your read is. Boom. That should be the guy. He should be open pretty much every time, and if he's not, you hit this one, and then you throw the ball away.
And I get it. I think on the text, like, oftentimes this becomes a pilot on Dak Prescott thing. I've expressed my uncertainty on Dak because of the way that he performed in the postseason, and I'm not sure if he's a guy that's going to be able to be the one to get it done for you, because now he's failed with the opportunity to go be that guy, right? But I will say this, there's oftentimes Dak bails out the coordinator when there's not a lot there. Dak Prescott finds a way to make a play. So you can crap on the quarterback if you want, but when you get big plays, sometimes it's because of that quarterback that you want to crap on.
Well, hopefully if Kellen Moore does stay, they take all these things into consideration and figure we got to change something significantly. And if not, hopefully the next guy can have such a different view of things that it can inspire Dak in a way that changes the trajectory that we are on. And if neither one of those things happen, you know, then you have to hope that the front office says, oh, I know why we haven't made it to the Super Bowl with quarterbacks that aren't Hall of Famers, because the model clearly says you can't have shortcomings on your roster. So we're hoping for one of those two things, or just drafts like 5 or 6 starters. couple of rookie Pro Bowlers, that might get you home as nice. Well. It is time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking, a birthday edition. It's Eric Chiafalo's 29th. Can you believe it, how time flies? And your phone calls are next right here in the G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. And it's Friday. And it is quitting time. That means it's time for the one segment of the week where we're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. Yes, that is right. It's time now for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. There's only a couple of rules here in What You Drinking and What You Thinking. Number one, you answer the questions. And number two, you're not operating heavy machinery if you are, in fact, intoxicated. That does include motor vehicles. As always, we go around the room here and reveal what we are drinking and thinking. And then we hit your phone calls. The text is open as well. And we are about 15 minutes right now from LA Live with Lucius Alexander. So we'll have that that fun for you as well for the final half of this hour. Okay. I'm drinking the Sam Adams IPA. Just the Haze, it is called. And I got to tell you what, it stacks up pretty good. It's a pretty good little IPA here that the Sam Adams folks have made. If you are into NA beer at all, you're with me and you're like, holy cow, I can't believe how good the NA scene has become. And this one, it holds up nicely. Thinking about a couple of things. Wow, these guys are pouring liquor over here. This is great.
We're getting liquored up, baby!
Thanks to Tim and Carthage for the Crown Royale.
Oh, he's
Happy
the MVP.
Birthday,
putting a dent in that boy.
Of this Thank segment. You. I'm thinking about a Fan Bowl, which is next Saturday afternoon at Revolver Brewing, Texas Live. $3,000 in prize money. Go to 1053thefan.com, click on the contest page, and sign up for your chance to win a slot in that Fan Bowl tournament. I'm also thinking the ladies have a big indoor game tonight against the Solar Mackey folks. Pretty tough little outfit here in the Dallas area. So I wish the gals nothing but the best. And I thank my guy Art for coaching him tonight out there in Rockwall. Little indoor game going on this evening. That, gentlemen, is what I'm drinking and what I'm thinking, Brian.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's good luck to your squad tonight.
Thank
and,
you.
Good stuff there. I am just drinking some water with my Mio shots in there.
Yep.
My raspberry Mio shots. I got those going in there.
And you want a Crown Royale shot in there?
I might do that for your birthday later on. I might do that. But what I'm thinking is, are the Cowboys really going to change this OC out? You know, are we starting to see something? Are we starting to see that maybe Mike McCarthy, you know, is you know, he talks about his relationship with Jerry Jones and all that. But I wonder, you know, moving on from some guys that are her best friends and stuff like that, just kind of makes me wonder that if, are they really, really going to change this coordinator out? And did the coordinator and Mike McCarthy have some issues with each other? You know, that's something I wonder if
I'm expecting it. I'll be shocked if he doesn't let go, but maybe I shouldn't be.
I think this thing is, to honestly, I think it's 50-50. Whether the people you talk to around the league or people, you know, that, you know, cover the team. Like I was visiting with Todd Archer about it this morning. And he goes, man, I mean, all the writing says, but what we heard in the press conference,
He's gone.
But you know, every time you think that's the case, something else happens. So I, I, I don't think it's going to happen today or tomorrow, but Monday we could all come in and talk about something completely different.
I'm also thinking about this texter that said Yahoo already reported he's staying. That was like a misinterpretation of Tom Pelissero reacting live to the Panthers hire yesterday on NFL Network. And he was like, oh, well, look at this. The Cowboys get to keep Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn. And apparently Yahoo wrote a very short story that Kellen Moore is back based off that live mention. But there's confirmation nowhere else. And you actually could Google Kellen Moore right now. It's one of the top stories that comes up. So I don't blame you for reading that and thinking that, but I don't think it's been confirmed. Here's Zach Wolchuk with what he's drinking and thinking.
Just had some Crown Royal, drinking that, and a little bit of water. Thinking, you know what, look, I don't think that Kellen Moore is a bad offensive coordinator. I think you can do much worse, Brian Schottenheimer, than Kellen Moore. In fact, I'd rather keep Kellen Moore than Brian Schottenheimer if that's what we're going to.
Samesies.
It's not even a conversation for me. Sign me up for Kellen. I support you, Kellen. But I just think we're at the point now where a change is needed if you want growth from Dak Prescott. I think you just need a different voice. You need some change, and you can't be scared of that change. If it's a different language, learning a new system, I think Dak puts in the work, and then you've exhausted all your resources. Then you know everything you need to know. If you still have offensive problems, maybe it is more so on the quarterback than anything else. You've now gotten all the education you need to make the right decision for your organization to move forward in another direction.
Great take there, and a great Ozzy Osbourne song. I'm going through changes. I know Broadus knows that one. You remember that one?
I do.
It's a good Ozzy tune.
I reached out to some folks at Yahoo and asked them, and I said, hey, you guys report that Kellen Moore is staying. He says, not that I know of.
Okay, check the website.
Goes, I certainly didn't.
That hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
Here's Eric Chiafalo with what he's drinking, thinking.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much to Tim in Carthage. Courtesy of him, I'm doing a little Celsius Orange Sparkle with just a splash of that Crown Royal right now. So that's a beautiful situation. I'm thinking about the notification I just got that Luka is officially ruled out for tomorrow's game versus the Jazz. So I'm sure we all kind of assume that with the ankle, but that is now confirmed. Also, sports, thinking about the Cincinnati mayor that has stated officials are asking Joe Burrow to take a paternity test to confirm he's Pat Mahomes' father.
Who's
the cockiness
daddy?
Right now out of Cincinnati is getting a little overboard, and it would make me a little bit concerned if I was a Bengals fan. And now I kind of have to be, thanks to our survivor pools this week, where I'm now representing the Bengals. So you're with the Burrow down. Head, with the mayor doing a viral video, doing the ha 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 Joe Burrow paternity test because you're Pat Mahomes' father, it's getting a little overboard here, and they're going to take advantage of these bungholes at Arrowhead, and it will not be Burrowhead.
They've made it personal. I would be nervous if I'm a Bengals fan right now.
100%.
We're way too cocky here going in.
And then I'm curious, what do you guys think I should do? Because it is the birthday weekend, and we are now 6 weeks removed as of tomorrow from having the third baby. So I don't know if I should dip back into the waters with the wifey, or should I just hold off for a little bit longer?
I don't know what you should do.
I should
just wait. Your family's encouraging you to do something you should do.
The vasectomy is going to happen, okay?
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Listen to Lucius.
But it's the birthday tomorrow.
What does Lucius always say?
It's technically 6 weeks. We got
You're doing this for life, brother. You're a girl dad for life. Do it. Go for number four. What's
Dawson
the difference?
Says do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't trust myself. That's the problem. No. I don't trust myself.
There's one answer to this, and it's what that mouth do.
Mm. Oh, wow. There's Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup with what he's drinking and what he's thinking. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, fellas. How you guys doing in there?
Good, good.
Outstanding.
I'm almost finished with a gallon of alkaline water, and I'm thinking about some purple haze.
In my brain.
You want some crown? Phone lines.
All righty.
Purple crown?
At 877-881-1053. And look at this. Legends are lined up here. We start with Kenny and Quinlan. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Kenny, drinking and thinking?
What's up?
What up, buddy?
I'm Kenny from Quinlan, but I'm rehabbing in Keller.
Oh, that's right. Staying with your son, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm drinking peach mango flavored water today.
Oh, that's terrific. Any rock and roll tequila?
Not for a few weeks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Sorry to hear that, brother.
Got to get this hip back in place and get it going.
I hear you got to heal up right. What you thinking, Kenny?
That's right. Shout out to my three favorite people that call me Pawpaw, Landon and Maxson and Cadence. And Landon is in a tournament in Omaha, Nebraska.
Wow, tear him up.
Shout out to Papa And Mama Bear brought us.
Thank you.
And the intelligent and beautiful Tamara.
Thank you.
Shout out to my hip surgeon, Dr. John Badalak, who happens to drive a Cadillac.
You did some good work.
And, oh, yes. And nice. All the nurses at the fifth floor of Medical City Alliance. Ooh,
I bet you charmed them.
For all the staff and all your help to help me get that hitch out of my get-along. Happy birthday, Eric.
Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate that, man.
Love you, man. But I'm going to tell you right now, man, you don't need another one, man. Don't throw your underwear in the same pile for another few weeks.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Kenny.
Gentlemen, yeah. Here we are, exactly where we ended up last year.
Yes, sir.
It's so frustrating for all the Tolos and the true Cowboy fans, and my heart beats blue. Mm-hmm. Can you stand another year of hype? And are you ready to hear for 28 years now, just wait till next year? And I'll be kicking it with some rock and roll tequila in about 8 weeks.
All right, Kenny, we want to see you when you're back in the saddle. I love it. And line two is your buddy Tim in the G-Bag Nation here. Tim, good evening. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Good afternoon, Gavin, and to all you fine gentlemen. I'm drinking a little Crown Royal this afternoon instead of ranch water to celebrate with Eric and Zach.
Cheers.
And in order to celebrate a fun season with 105.3 The Fan and to say thank you. You know, Brian, our moms taught us two things. They said you need to learn how to make your bed when you get up in the morning, and you need to learn how to write a thank you note. And I just want to say thank you to all you guys. Y'all have done a great job this season.
Well, Tim, we got you. Appreciate you, man. Hey, Tim, real quick, I got that ball of yours. Everybody's up here signed it, so I'm going to send it back to you, all right?
All right. You tell Jerry I got a special spot on that ball.
There you go.
All right. Now, I'm sitting around with a couple of my friends here, Nolan Ryan and Tom Baudette. And first thing we decided is that Jerry describing Emmett's explosive style needs to be the G-Bag of the Year award.
Okay.
And we also want to wish Eric a happy birthday. Eric, happy birthday, son, even though we do have underwear that's older than you. Nolan, you got anything to say? Yeah, I do. Brian, I want you to come on down to Alvin, Texas, and Brian, you and I will go hang out at Old Shams, and we'll catch a game over at the Minute Maid Park. Hell, we'll just sit right behind home plate because I can pretty much sit wherever the hell I want to there. All right. Tom, how about you? You got anything to say? Yes, I do. Gavin?
Yeah.
The next time you come out to California, I'll keep the damn light on for you and kick the dogs out.
Thank you.
Mike Leach, we'll keep the lights on for you in Oxnard, California.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tim. Have a great weekend. It opens a line at 877-881-1053. And Tim is an MVP of this. What you drinking and what you thinking? Because he sent the boys liquor.
He sure did.
Salute. He did. Here's Polo on line three. Polo, what you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? I'm just drinking a little cherry coke today, watching you guys on television with my girlfriend.
Cheers.
I'm thinking about two things this week. Broadus, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you honestly believe and have faith in the Rooney Rule? Because look what Carolina did, and look what Nathaniel Hackett got a job at the New York Jets, because the dude just got fired for just having the worst offense in the world with Russell Wilson. But he got an offensive coordinator job with the Jets. I don't understand. The Rooney Rule is just dumb because you got so many African-American dudes like D'Amico Ryans that have played in the league and can't even get a job in the league. And, Gavin, you the basketball dude. Get your hand off your head. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
What's the deal with Mark Cuban? Sometimes I just want to slap the mess out of him. Dude, make a trade. It's like every other team makes trades. They make trades. Then we're the last two to make a trade. And then when we do make a trade, it's somebody that's injured or hurt all the time. And Reggie Bullock, you need to cut them dreadlocks off your head. I know a lot of brothers got dreadlocks on their head, but like a Labrador took a dump or a poop on your head. Gavin, what's wrong with the marriage? Bye.
There he goes. He's Polo and Garland. I do think the 49ers DC is the favorite.
He's got Denver.
And Flores could get a job.
Yeah, Flores could get a job in Arizona.
But a lot of teams make a joke out of that Rooney Rule, you know.
Steve Wilkes should have gotten that Carolina job, man. Everybody in that locker room wanted him, and he helped turn that team around at the end of the year, put him back in playoff contention. He did a great job there.
What's wrong with the Mavs is the same thing wrong with the Cowboys.
Like, Mark's a businessman. He took like a 10-year break to be passionate about sports and do whatever it would take to get a championship. And now he's back to being a business guy, and he wants the team to be profitable. He doesn't want to pay luxury tax. Number one thing wrong with the Mavs right now, since the championship, he went Scrooge McDuck. And, you know, we can only hope that if they acquire superstar players, he will then be willing to go into the luxury tax to keep them. But right now he acts like, oh, if we're going to add a player, we got to get rid of that number of salary to make room for him. And it's quite troubling for the future of this basketball team. Line four is Andrew. You're in the G-Bag Nation, Andrew. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Andrew.
Andy.
Hey, this is Drew. How you doing?
Okay. Hey, Drew, what you drinking?
Actually, I'm drinking some ginger ale.
There you go.
You're nice. What you thinking?
Look here, I got a statement about the offense of the Cowboys. I've been watching the Cowboys for 40-some years. These last few years, even under Jason Garrett as coach, it appears that we are so predictable on offense. It's always the first down, we're going to run Zeke down the middle, run Pollard down. And the teams are expecting that. They expect us to run first and 10, run the ball. Consequently, we wind up going three and out because you got a third and long. I'm hoping if Kellen Moore stays, that he become creative and to create some plays that are unexpected by the defense. Like first down, go down the field. First down, run the quarterback. We have to get back to doing offense that gets us a win and not the status quo.
I heard that, Andrew. That is a great call. It opens the line at 877-881-1053. Yeah, taking shots down the field, Dak's good at that. And they did not do nearly enough of that. I mean, you look at the play that T.Y. Hilton made against Philadelphia. You look at the one catch CeeDee Lamb had against San Francisco, and there's just a number of them that pop out in your mind, but the attempts weren't there. That should have given them confidence to try it more. Line five is Rodeo Ron. What you drinking and what you thinking, Ronnie?
Boy, we drinking that Jim Beam with a little bit of Dr. Pepper. Let me give a shout out to old Kenny over there in Quinlan with his new hip. Hope you're ready for a marathon real soon. Happy birthday, Giafalo.
Thank you.
Let me give a shout out to CYA Ant, whoever he is, that's beating the brakes off of me right now in Madden football. But hey, I figured out the Dallas Cowboys fix. Jerry Jones, Dak Prescott, Kellen Moore. Hell, take Diggs with you, maybe Zeke with you. Hell, take Mark Cuban with you. Join the Slap League. So they can slap some sense in y'all motherfuckers. Hey, and remember, if you're not hanging out with Rodeo Ron, drinking Jim Beam, and listening to 105.3 The Fan, where the hell are you at?
I love it, Ron. Tell these guys to join the Slap League. Man. That was a good take, Ron. That's a good job. Not bad for being .12. Line six is Darren. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Darren, what you drinking and what you thinking?
Drinking a Diet Coke right now, heading to the Kroger. I want to say happy birthday, Eric. Always great getting your take. I got a few things. Hey, Gavin,
yeah.
I don't like cockiness, but you know what? Cockiness is not cockiness if it's true. Because if you well, Mahomes, you're home.
Darren, we're losing you.
Oh, we're losing you, buddy.
This is a good take.
Hey. Joe's going to do it. They go in there. Now, I went to college in Philadelphia, so San Francisco is going to roll into Filthy. They're going to beat Filthy, and the thing we're going to have to worry about and talk about is how many batters are thrown by the fans into Sirianni's house. That's what it's going to come down to. So I just –
appreciate the call, Darren. Your phone's breaking up. I got your point, though. He said it's good to be cocky if you're the Bengals, if you can back it up. And I you got a pretty good point there, but they're not better than the Chiefs enough to give them an emotional boost. When the Chiefs are down, when the Chiefs are tired, they're going to be like, hell no, they're not calling this place Burrowhead. Like, you're making the Chiefs play at 110%. Not at just 100%, which everybody does in the conference championship. You're giving them a reserve of energy to go to because you're basically calling them out and saying they can't defend their home turf. And that's a really tough thing to do against a team that won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Line seven is Miguel. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Miguel, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Well, I'm drinking some water right now, and I'm about to go into my apartment, get into my 12-pack of Modelo Micheladas. Mm-hmm. And what I'm thinking is, can you please, Cowboys, please just give Jerry Jones another Super Bowl before he croaks? Grandpa needs another one before he passes away. And the only way we're going to do that is if we trade Dak Prescott for a better quarterback. Kelly Moore is okay, but I feel like both of them combined, they just cause problems for us. And there is some way we could resolve that. But like y'all said earlier this week, the only way they're going to get rid of him if his body is physically not able to go on anymore, play any more football, just like Tony Romo.
Appreciate you, Miguel. Yeah, it opens the line at 877-881-1053. Harlan says, are you drinking again, bro, on the text? I said, no, it's an NAIPA. He said, okay, I was going to say I got you at Texas Live. Yeah, it was great. Right before the segment started, Chief said, you need a beer? And for the first time in 7.5 years, I got to say yes. Dang yes, right. I do need
Hell
a beer.
Hell yeah, I need a beer. And
throw me that thing.
Let's go.
Here's Juan on line 8. So what you drinking? What you thinking, Juan?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? I'm thinking of Lisa Ann, but I'm drinking some brewed black tea unsweetened. But I'd like to talk about just Kellen Moore. I think it's going to be a little bit different with Zeke not going to be in the offense anymore. I think it's going to create a lot more more creative runs coming to the perimeter. I know Broadus has been beating the drum for that, and I think we all need to see that, right? Because it's not going to change anything in regards to the passing game. He's still going to run curls. That's just can't teach an old dog new tricks. But I'm excited to see if we bring Pollard back. If not, we got to draft one of these young stud running backs. And if we don't get Kellen Moore back, I mean, what's a realistic option? I know everyone's talking about Brian Schottenheimer, but I don't see how we're going to progress or even take the next step as an offense, bringing in an OC and just trying to change everything besides a couple verbiages. And also, last thing, I want to cut Michael Gallup. I don't think he has a desire to play all the time, whether it's injury or if he's defeated on the field. But thanks, Kyle, for my call.
Thank you, sir. That is Juan on line 8 going after my guy, Michael Gallup. I'm a big fan of Gallup, and I hope he can have a big bounce back here. You know, I think with Michael Gallup, he doesn't have like that dog crazy personality, like raw super energy, I'm going to kill you. He's a soft-spoken, quiet guy, but he plays physical. He plays great, and he's come back from an ACL. I have a hard time making that kind of a judgment on him after just one bad year following an ACL.
I think he needs, you know, if you're going to look at him next year, we'll see how the offseason stuff goes. I think him just getting through this year and then making it, and then now he can go back and say, okay, instead of having to rehab a knee, I can work on the things
but
I need
next
to
year, you're right. Like, yeah. If it doesn't go next year, then it'll be a no-brainer.
See, he wasn't able to go out there in the Dak yard and all that and throw the ball with those guys. He was always rehabbing stuff, you know, and so now he's going to be able to do that, work on his craft a little more.
Okay, one more call here before LA Live. It's Black and Gold B, and you're in the G-Bag Nation, Black and Gold. What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? Happy birthday to your follow.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm driving home, so in about 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to be cracking open an ice-cold Bud Light.
There you go.
Sparking up a fat bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everybody knows I'm talking about the grill, lighting the grill, in case there's some little ears listening.
Yes.
I'm thinking that, man, if the Mavericks, if Cuban and Nico don't do something soon and get Luka some help, we're probably going to lose him in a couple years. And I hope I'm wrong. Hopefully he spends his entire career with the Mavericks. But I think, man, they got to do something and get him some help because – they're just going to end up wearing him out, kind of like they did with Dirk. And he can't do it all by himself. He needs some help.
Appreciate you.
Get him some help.
Have a great weekend, Black and Gold. From what I've heard so far, Luka still could. Luka has not turned to, I hate this.
Not yet.
Maybe a little impatient, but he likes the situation with the GM. He likes the situation with the head coach, and he enjoys being in Dallas so far. So it is still so far so good, but I wouldn't take that for granted if I'm the Mavs. And here is LA Live with Lucius Alexander.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to the phone lines, though. There's two more I'm going to get to. They've been holding on. Patiently, so let's go to Mike. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
I believe this up, Mike.
Yo, Mikey.
You bleeped it up.
Hey, how are you guys?
Terrific. What you drinking?
Jameson on the rocks, baby.
It's my guy.
Love it.
Long time Tolu, first time caller.
Okay, what you thinking, Mike?
Thank you guys for having me on. Hey, I'm thinking there's been all this talk about all these different offensive coordinators, but nobody's talking about going out and trying to track down and see if we can talk Cliff Kingsbury into coming here. Don't you guys think he could do something with Dak?
Worth a shot.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What was the name?
Cliff.
Coach Bro.
Oh.
There's something about Cliff that just gives me a little bit of hesitation. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. But the offense didn't work in Arizona, and I just thought he had a perfect guy to do it with in Kyler.
And I think head coach is too much for him.
And that might be
it. It might be the quarterback might be too much.
You could be right. I mean, maybe
he's trying to knowing, hey, this guy's the face of the franchise and all this, that, and the other. So he's not trying to piss the guy off, you know? I think it'd be interesting to see with Cliff just being the OC. Not having to worry about all the head coaching aspects of the game.
Sure. Sometimes it looked like Kyler was daddy in those interactions.
Exactly.
It really did.
Kyler's a punk.
Okay, yeah. Line three is Marcus. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Yeah, I'm drinking a little bit of Ozarka water.
Okay.
And what I'm thinking is a couple of things. Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore was doomed from the beginning. And he actually said it himself in a press conference after Tampa when he said he wasn't a fan of the option routes. And he also said that he'd never been in a system that ran option routes as aggressive as Kellen Moore. So how can a marriage work from the beginning when it was automatically known that they was both on two different directions? And Mike McCarthy even said that they had to win an identity when they was winning with Cooper Rush running the ball. Kellen Moore comes out that exact same week and says sometimes we're going to have to throw it, a direct contradiction. So how many Hall of Famers got to literally speak against Kellen Moore by name? Emmitt did it. Irvin did it. Then you had Aikman did it. Now you had Bill Parcells did it. Kurt Warner just did it. So how many Hall of Famers got to say Kellen Moore while we saying Dak Prescott? Like, it don't make sense. Like, how many trusted people literally going to say his name before we get it?
I love it, Marcus. That's a great call, man.
Take
you made some terrific
there,
points.
You can add Moose Daryl Johnston to that list, too.
All right, it is time now to go back into the Pimp Cup. Now, here he is, L.A.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, for the last time this week.
Yes, sir. All right, you squares. Time is home. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
When Outkast had the song Hey Ya and it was all over the airwaves, they performed it at the Grammys, and Andre 3000 grabbed that microphone and said, Hey Ya for the last time, GD. And he did this song. And he has not done the song since.
Oh, wow.
He's tired of Hey Ya.
They get tired of those hit songs.
Hey, they do, man.
Yeah.
LA Live for January 27th, 2023. Have no question for the Tolos today. It's a Friday, man. Just relax yourself. G-Bag of the Day, though, we have a new one. Well, yeah, it is new. The UConn coach. He was coming for the refs at halftime right there. Check this out.
You told me before the game you couldn't put them on the free throw line or allow second chance points. How do you address that with your team in the locker room?
How do I address it? How do I address it? You don't address it. This is what you get when you come down here. The game was called one way, and then it changed. Nope, nothing else changed. We didn't change. Nothing else changed.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Homer refs when you come down here, Holly. I don't have anything to say to my players. Got to talk to the refs.
Wow.
Mike McCarthy loves that, I bet. It's not your fault, guys. Damn refs have screwed us again.
Some headlines right here, boys, on a Friday. The former, you guys are aware of that Tennessee officer who was like boosting morale down there?
Oh, no. I thought you were going to talk about the girl who was had the...
Yeah, several high-speed trains she was involved in,
okay,
conducting
the
them and whatnot.
Girl?
Yeah, same girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the other one. The video comes out this afternoon.
Video?
Yeah, there's another situation. It's crazy. Anyway.
Ulrich's about to cancel his Friday night date.
Woo! Sorry, I got plans.
The former Tennessee cop who was fired for having all sorts of sexual encounters with their co-workers was offered $10,000 to do two shows at a Nashville strip club.
Popular guy, huh?
Well,
it was a lady.
Oh, lady.
You ever seen it at all?
No.
You should go ahead and Google that.
Okay.
Yeah, she got a head like Caillou.
Oh my gosh, no. That is a great reference, Lucy.
Caillou. Yeah, she does. Now, on to another officer right here. The 46-year-old Colorado cop was forced off the police force after 28 years in law enforcement because they found her OnlyFans account. She was fired. But now she's making $26,000 a month.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Off the OnlyFans.
I mean, come on. You shouldn't be firing people for having an OnlyFans. Everybody needs to make a little ends meet here with the inflation.
It's tough.
Facts. And you should, yeah. Like, how are you going to fire me? You don't know what's on there unless you subscribe.
Yeah, you perv.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on. I could be just reading books to people.
Why can't they have side hustles, man?
You don't know what I got going on.
It's cool. My own book clubs.
Yeah, you have
you
no
guys
idea.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Tell me who said Tua's name the funniest.
But I was surprised we didn't get a little bit of Josh Allen is not totally convinced of the moon landing right, and that the earth is round.
Meanwhile, Tua's parents, Tua Tagovailoa, Tua Tagovailoa.
Is this a bit? What's going on?
He gave up and just said,
it's a Friday, bro.
Tua.
It's Friday.
It's been in the news for 8 years.
Yeah. Now, I don't know who said it funnier. Was it Sean or was it the boss?
We gotta invest. We can't be the same old Dolphins we was. We got us a coach. I love the coach. I love the team. I love with the direction, but we gotta take Tua. If you don't disagree, come on. Tua Tagovailoa. QB Alabama. Roll Tide. Fins up. Let's go.
I'm going with Rick.
Yeah.
I'm going with the boss.
I think Sean was funny. It was just the way his tongue slipped all over his front two teeth.
There's no recovering there, my guy Sean. I think Rick Ross thinks like he nailed it.
Yeah.
I love how he just went with it. Bam, that's it.
Well, he just kind of went. He went the Roll Tide and cheer. Yeah, Alabama. Yeah. You got to give it that. Yeah,
you're not correct him. If you were standing next to him, you wouldn't correct him anyway. No, you'd be like, that's right. No. You're right, brother. Here's some random Eagles fans I wanted to play this week, but I didn't get a chance to it. So let me empty out this folder here. Check this out.
I'm telling you right now, after this game, we are taking away the Rocky statue and we're putting up a Jalen Hurts statue. On my mom.
You haven't won the division since Jason Pierre-Paul had 10 fingers.
Brian Daboll, get on these balls.
Mike Mamula, scouting combine legend, baby.
Wow.
Just random.
You haven't won the division since Jason Pierre-Paul had 10 fingers.
Just random.
Tremendous line.
That is fun.
Remember that prank call we had? A guy called a dealership.
Yes.
And there was several totals went low. Hey man, it's a Mercer's bid, man. It's Mercer's bid. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Here's just a reminder of the prank call we played this week.
I got it looked at by my mechanic. He said it's about $4,000 worth of damage.
Damage?
Yes, sir.
And I mean, you think we could maybe split this bill? You know, I'm easy to work with, but y'all definitely got to help me out somehow. I mean, that just ain't right.
No, sir.
Can't help me out at all.
Can't do that.
Well, man, I just want to know who I need to come down there and get $4,000 worth of ass whooping to.
So they was like, Roy D. Mercer. He got that Roy D. Mercer, L.A., man. Make sure you play that. Here's Roy D. Mercer representing the 918 Tulsa stand up. Same bit. He's prank calling a dealership. This time he said the guy at the dealership was hitting on his wife.
So I insulted your wife, huh?
You damn right you did.
You gotta be kidding.
No, and you're gonna get an ass whooping today.
Oh, man, I can't stand that.
Well, that's right, you're gonna get one. How big old boy are you?
Oh, I'm probably about 6'3", weigh about 215.
Well, that's what she said. That's just ripe ass whooping size. All right, go ahead, get it out of your system. Y'all have pretty good insurance down there?
Oh, yeah, I went to the doctor Monday.
Yeah, well.
Workman's comp.
You ever have your ass whooped before?
Oh, hell yeah.
I guarantee you can make him sexual in your innards to women that you don't know, and you're going to get an ass whooping.
Hey, is your wife pretty good looking?
Well, ain't none of your damn business. You down there, you saw her. What do you think?
I don't remember seeing her. I find out to know what she looked like.
Well, you make a practice of talking naughty to women down there?
No, I don't generally talk naughty to her.
Well, you need an ass whooping.
We got to pull that off. Okay, we got to pull that off. Right?
I'm totally in on that. Yeah.
Maybe that'll be some spring training hijinks or something.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Roy D. Mercer and the Tolos.
That's terrific.
And the Dak freestyle was a hit this week. The Dak freestyle that was going around on the TikTokers.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a little bit of that before we get out of here, folks. Dak freestyle, is he reaching or preaching?
You know that this for Dak.
I hope you go on vacation this off season and don't never come back. I hope you know that it all makes sense to me. I hope you know you can throw the ball good, but you lack consistency. I hope you know that you throw like a running back. And if you really love the Cowboys, you leave and give Jerry that money back. I hope you know that I've really been letting you make it. But two picks in the first half of a playoff game, I can't take it. Shoot. I hope that your ass good at golf. I hope you know every big play we could have made, we didn't because your accuracy off. I hope that you learn to f***ing read. T.Y. was wide ass open and you gonna throw the ball to CD at his knees. I hope you know, as a fan, I feel disrespected. How many times did you throw the ball to Zeke this year and hit him in the helmet? I hope you know, seven seasons, yeah, you showed potential, but you don't have a clutch gene. That's just something the Lord didn't give you. I hope we can get a new quarterback. Because Zeke done lost a step, and I don't know when we gonna get Pollard back. Dak, I hope you know with you, I'm through. You was on the sideline mad at Mayher. He should have been mad at you, you stupid bitch.
Mayher, yeah, that was good. Mayher. That was good
rhyme. Made it work. Made it work in the rhyme. Yeah, yeah. Made it work.
Should have been mad at you.
All right, man, I'm out of here.
Thank you, LA.
Don't you know?
Yep. All righty. We do have 1 hour to go before we head off into the weekend. Bob Belt previewing huge Cowboys announcements that we could get over the weekend. And what is next for America's team? He is next in the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.